You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 26th day of February, year of our Lord 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. Let's take a quick look at Drudge and see if there's any major headlines we need to be aware of. Now, one thing that is not making headlines is the standoff between Pakistan and India. Very, very serious matter. It's taking into account that both nations have nuclear weapons. How about that? Prepper tip of the day. I haven't mentioned it yet this year. I was talking to one of our listeners the other day, and he was thanking me for mentioning and advocating wearing merino wool socks. He says, "John, I had athlete's foot for years. I no longer have athlete's foot." Well, I had issues with athlete's foot one time also, but since I wear merino wool socks, it's no longer an issue. Now, maybe you've had wool clothing in the past, wool shirts or socks or whatever, and it was itchy. Well, merino wool is a long fibered wool that for almost everybody, almost all the time, is not itchy or scratchy. I wear mine year round, whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees, I wear my merino wool socks. So check them out. Personally, I've bought some of the least expensive ones possible from Sportsman's Guide or Amazon, and I wore some of the more expensive ones. They all are very long wearing. You can also find underwear, long underwear, shirts and bottoms in merino wool as well. So check it out. I think you'll be very glad you did. We're going to have open lines this first hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. Second hour, we'll have Leon Green with us. And one of our listeners down in Ecuador, Jill from Ecuador, sent me a video to watch. So I started to watch this, and I was noticing the introduction. This is Rick Wiles, True News. True News, that's T-U-R, disregard, T-R-U, Tango Romeo uniform news, true news. So the first 45 seconds or so, they have a graphic. It's a stylized graphic of our globe, our planet Earth, spinning. Very stylized, very futuristic looking. As if they show the outlines of the continents, North America, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa, Australia, in a see-through type of globe spinning. It's very beautiful graphic. So I'm watching this graphic, and I said, well, I'm going to look at this thing more carefully. So I'm watching Asia go by. A couple things didn't look right. Africa and the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, it didn't look quite right either. Some areas. And then came North America, the Western Hemisphere. Cuba is split in half. There is no Florida. Most of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are gone, and a big chunk of at least 100 miles of Texas is gone underwater. Now, how many, I know True News and Rick Wiles has a huge viewership. I don't know how many tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of people have been looking at this image for a number of years. And I don't know if anybody's seen that yet or not. I saw it. I sent a note this morning to my friend Tim Spencer, my webmaster. I said, Tim, we need to get a screen capture of this thing and get it posted and add it to the list. Now, at my website at thelibertyman.com, this is my work. And I should say, it's our work. It's our work. At my website at thelibertyman.com, it says, if you scroll down the middle section, there's these blocks, boxes with information, groups of three. The fourth group down in the middle, it says, new coastlines in the media. So I'm going to click on that. And Tim did this. He says, predictive programming like images found in the media. All links open in a new tab. It begins with the very first one. Now, one of our listeners, it's been, oh my goodness, we're looking at 6 or 8 years ago. One of my listeners was watching the first of the Godfather trilogy. I think it was the first one. It was a trilogy where the Godfather is in the Vatican for a meeting with a high-level Vatican official. Now, this is a very impressive room. It's got 18 and 20-foot ceilings. The walls are covered with these murals of maps of the world. And you can clearly see that it's not the world that we inhabit. It's different. Continents are different. They're in different locations, different coastlines, and so forth. So we thought that's kind of unusual and unique. So we'll go ahead and post it on my website. And it stayed there. It was up for a few years, down for a couple of years. It was up and down because the different things going on with the website. And then it will be 3 years ago, last month. This is the third year. So I guess it'll be 2 years ago last month, and we're into the third year now. A listener found another image. Now, it's posted as image number two, late 1950 television show Highway Patrol. So I'm going to click on that because this is absolutely one of the better images. In the modern age, in 2019, people living in the United States, every evening of the week or daytime, have their choice of well more than 100 TV stations, maybe 300 or 400. I don't know. It's hundreds of TV stations that they can watch. In the 1950s, there were NBC, CBS, and ABC. That was it. Three choices, not hundreds. Some of those time slots, this is one of them, had a heavy hitter where the other two may as well pick up their coffee and go home, seriously. And that was Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford. I don't remember which network it was on, doesn't matter. Black and white. rather low budget, but it had a huge, huge audience. So Broderick Crawford plays the role of a California Highway Patrol homicide detective. Now, when I was watching this, and I was a regular viewer of this show, by the way, I would have been 10, 11 years old. Little did I know that 15 years in the future, I myself would become a homicide detective. On one hand. On the other, Broderick Crawford's a homicide detective. He's in the office of a petroleum executive at this petroleum company, talking about the murder case he's working on. He had a different murder case every show, I believe. And on the wall, there's about a 3x5 foot map of North America. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the Navy map. It is the Navy map. It shows a little bit of Canada, a little bit of Mexico, the lower 48. And starting at the Canadian border on the East Coast, you can see part of Maine's underwater, and then on down the coastline of Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and so forth, till you get down to Georgia, with most of Georgia gone, all of Florida gone, most of Alabama, pretty much all of Mississippi. Louisiana's just gone, with an inland sea stretching up almost to Lake Michigan, and about the first 100 miles or so of Texas underwater. Going over to the West Coast. Now, they show Baja California pretty much intact, except for the extreme southern Pacific side of Baja California. And then in California, you've got the inland sea. There's a part of California that is very much, very low elevation. And the right of his forehead, you've got Portland, Oregon underwater, and the coastline of Washington State underwater. Excellent image. It's not absolutely crystal clear and sharp, but it's close enough. It's close enough. Then, well, that opened the floodgates. I got that image from our listener, and I talked to Tim, and I said, we need to get this thing posted. So it became a project for all you listeners out there. And my offer, which I began then, still stands. If you're watching a TV show or a movie, and you see continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, you get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my 6 DVDs, because now the Prague image is in there, the Prague video is in there also. So let's just go through these ones that we've got, beginning with Godfather, going to Highway Patrol 1950s, Superman and Lex Luthor. Then we go to The Hunger Games. How many tens of millions of people have seen The Hunger Games? A Beautiful Mind, very popular movie. Superman Returns, once again, many millions of people. Oh, then we've got NCIS. Now, the popularity of that show is off the charts crazy. And this bears talking about just a little bit here. One of the characters, an African-American male, he has an office. He's a director. You know, they've had different offices for him and different, you know, this show's been on the air many seasons. Currently, his office is a very nice wood-paneled office. On the wood-paneled wall facing the audience is a framed map of North America. It's got a nice gold frame around it. I would say about, just guessing, maybe 18 by 24 inches, maybe 20 by 30. It's not huge. It's a good-sized map. And it's got its own light on it. Now, this is a continuing challenge. I still need a crystal clear sharp image of that map. We have not yet got one. The fuzzy image we've got clearly shows no Florida and no Baja California. We can see that much. We can't see much else. The first person who gets that image to me, they get their choice of my 6 DVDs. Going down the line, we've got children's, it was a Saturday morning TV show, and I was just like, it's part of being a baby boomer. We us baby boomers, we were glued to the TV on Saturday mornings. Captain Midnight, 1955. I'd have to review. Well, we got one older. You know, we're going back quite a ways. Let's see, I haven't looked at that image for quite a while. Let's see what we got here. We have a caller on hold. Well, that's not coming up immediately. Our caller on hold has put together a collage of these images, and I think it's on his wall. Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Yes, good morning. It is on my wall, and as a matter of fact, interestingly enough, at Christmas, a very bright gal was. I walked out in the garage and was cutting through. I don't know what it is with this town, but anytime you have a really large party, it seems that the garage turns out to be, I wouldn't call it a den of iniquity, but it's certainly where the guys hang out, and then the girls kind of stream through independently of each other. But it was a very bright young lady looking at the map, and I said, so what do you think it, well, she was looking at all the maps, yeah, it's a collage. And I said, so what do you think it is? And she said, I don't know, I've been trying to figure it out. And I said, well, I will give you a hint, it's all the same. She said, well, they don't look the same. And I said, sure they do. Keep looking. And she actually never did figure it out, which I thought was interesting. Maybe I wouldn't have. But, and trust me, I mean, I'm invested in it. My preparedness style would suggest it. But I keep wondering, you know, you've got the assets, the Langley and a lot of stuff off the East Coast that was low-lying has moved to Denver, and you know that, of course.
Right.
But you know, I keep hanging around waiting for my collage to come true. Are you still thinking that this would be the result of a magnetic attraction from a nearby space, a body, probably something with heavy nickel iron content, and then
you're beating around the bush there, Rick. Let's just get down to it. Yes.
I'm at 722 feet, and I want to know when I can count on having oceanfront property.
3 p.m. tomorrow. Much of your county, St. Charles County, Missouri, is old river bottom. Much of it. And
yeah, a lot of it is.
Probably tens of thousands of people have homes and businesses on what would become basically jello in the event of a good sized shake. And much of it would be underwater also. The people, and here's what I tell people, this doesn't apply to you so much, Rick, but to a certain extent it might. People who are searching for a date, people who are consumed with knowing a time frame, are the ones who are not living a day-to-day life of preparedness because they know they're at risk. Once you're living that lifestyle, it becomes a much smaller concern because you know every morning you wake up, you're going to do something, maybe small, something major, to move forward with having your hobby farm ready for what's inevitable.
Sure. Well, I got a chicken plucker for my birthday, so I'm living the dream. And most people don't want one of those, but I do. My wife, I tell you, she doesn't think like you and I think, but she loves me. This is really a. Just a match made in heaven. One of the reasons I'm reading it this morning, of course, is for the exact reason that you mentioned, so we can just restate the obvious. But I also am continuously curious about those briefings that they gave the administration in the Navy, suggesting that this stuff would happen in their lifetime, and a lot of these guys. I don't know if they're going to make it now, so I'm just kind of curious.
Well, hold that thought, Rick. We got a break. Yeah. Hold on through the break. We'll be right back. gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about gold and silver. And my sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial, that website's goldwealthfinancial.com. Many people are unfamiliar with the benefits of investing in gold, silver, and other precious metals because they've had very little exposure to these assets. The United States gold standard ended in 1971. That means if the dollar ever collapses, your paper money investments could become worthless. However, by diversifying your portfolio, investing in gold and silver, you can protect your hard-earned assets from any future crisis or economic collapse. You need to check out their website. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com. And they have a telephone number. A telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic broadcast?
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, 26th of February. Rick, the question you've got is the question. When you have something as large as the government, they take years to accomplish things. That's why they started years ago, beginning in 1979. I'm pretty sure when President Kennedy met with the Pope that he was... He had the third secret of Fatima revealed to him.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And which is, you know, part of what we're talking about, the third secret of Fatima. And that really got Kennedy's attention, and civil defense took on a whole new life following that meeting with the Pope. And then 1979, so we're fast-forwarding, what, 36 years?
Yeah, at least.
1979, the Pioneer 10 space probe found what the secret of Fatima is all about, which is the 10th planet. And at that point, once they could get an eyeball on this thing, which they've maintained ever since, by the way, that's when things really went to fast forward. And like you mentioned earlier, even the CIA's own employees were making fun of the publicly stated reason for why they were moving from Langley, Virginia, 80 feet above sea level, to Denver. Quote-unquote, they don't do this anymore, but they, at the time they were saying, to break up the good old boy network that's been in place since 1947. You just transport it from one point to point A to point B is all you've done. You haven't broke up anything. And Plum Island, it's just about as funny. Plum Island is where, Rick, if you're going to mess around with really fun stuff like anthrax and foot and mouth disease, would it be a smart thing to buy a 300-acre island 100 miles out off the East Coast, off the coast of Connecticut and New York, because that would be a safe place to do it? Of course it would, and that's what they did.
I wouldn't put it west. That
no.
would be bad.
Prevailing winds go the wrong direction. So right. The press release for abandoning Plum Island, putting it for sale, which is for sale, Rick, by the way, if you want to buy it, and moving to Manhattan, Kansas, is, quote-unquote, we've run out of space, well, on Plum Island. We can look at Google Earth aerial image of Plum Island. It looks like a 300-acre golf course with five or six buildings on it. They clearly have not run out of space. There's a lot to this, and timing, that's always a big question. Of course, it's a question in my mind as well. But I live a life of preparedness. I know, Rick, that you do to a certain extent, and it's natural human curiosity to wonder and ponder and think about it. But I don't dwell on that too much, and I encourage people not to dwell on too much either, because it serves no useful purpose. We have other things on the table. We really do.
You're absolutely right, but I'm just dying to say to some people, now look, you're underwater. See that? I told you. So that would now look at you. You're all wet. With California, we've got people out there, and humorously enough, they're the biggest libs in the family. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating situation if it ever manifests itself. It's just it's quite a sight to behold.
Absolutely, it will be.
All right. Well,
Rick,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Oh, Rick.
Yes.
Your collage. It's all up, and can you get me a nice, clear, sharp photograph of that so I can get it posted on my website?
Oh, sure I can.
Let's do that.
You're going to want that emailed, right?
Well, yes.
Not on your phone. All right, sure, I can do that.
No, just email's fine.
All right, you bet. I'll take care of it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next, we go to Tim in Pennsylvania, which is on the East Coast. Good morning, Tim.
You ever heard of somebody named Ben Davidson and his website, Suspicious Observers?
No, sir. Tell me about it.
It is a very technical, he's been at it for years, very technical information on solar activity. He monitors the sun. I suggest you look at it. He said he's been around for years. He's extremely knowledgeable. And one of the things he has is an app. For the phone, which I have, it costs $4 a year. And what it was, I get notifications. If there's a major solar flare, I would get an immediate notification on my phone. The parameters I have set up for my app that I chose, he also monitors the connection between solar spots and earthquakes. When there's an earthquake over 6, I get a message to my phone. I pull it up, says, well, this Ecuador with a 7.2 last week, I got it before anybody got it.
That's neat. And you want to hold on? You got more to talk about after the break here, Tim?
Yes, I do.
Okay, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. It is now smartphone compliant. How about that? You can see everything on your smartphone. It's been a long time coming. I now have a new sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial. Steve Hunt down there in Arizona. Great guy. You'll like working with Steve and his people. He's got what he calls the Rookie Mistakes Guide. You can get it sent to you immediately by internet if you have internet connection. The Rookie Mistakes Guide, if you don't, well, just give him a call and he will mail you an ink on paper copy of this. That telephone number down there is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. Ladies, we had Valentine's Day come up here recently. Maybe you missed that opportunity, because the energy cleaner will help the man in your life have a stronger libido. How about that? All the rest of you, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. You'll get the best night's sleep you've had since you were a child. You will, seriously. It's hard to describe how sound I sleep. Your nails are going to grow faster. Your hair will grow faster. Small price to pay. Clip your nails a little bit more frequently. Get a haircut more frequently. Get yourself an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is at my website. You can call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Open lines. The call number is 800-313-9443. Tim, you got a couple of comments to make before you get away here, sir.
Yes, I did. This Ben Davidson, suspiciousobservers.com. I've heard him interviewed nationally on some of the alternative radio networks. You may want to consider looking at the smartphone app that I have. When he monitors some activity, the one of them is major solar flare. I would get an immediate notification of it. What I don't know is how long would it take for it to reach the sun, if it, or to reach the earth, if it's one that's going to take out the grid. You know, once it leaves the sun?
Well, there's just two. Okay, and this is where Professor McKinney may be better, but I'll answer your question to the best of my ability. Light from the sun gets here in about 8 minutes, I believe, the speed of light. But a coronal mass ejection is actually particles, and those particles don't go at the speed of light. They take considerably longer, and I don't have that at the top of my brain here. But those particles can't go at the speed of light. It takes a longer period of time, which actually could give us a warning, because they'll know that stuff's coming. It may give you time to unplug some things, throw some stuff in a Faraday cage, so forth, save some communications equipment.
Yeah, that's what I
thought.
Well, the longer the better, the more notice you have, the better off you'll be, and that's what.
Absolutely.
I would suggest you check out his website.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the heads up. I made a note here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Next, we go to Dave in the great state of Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. To answer that guy's previous question, it depends on what kind of a CME it was and how energetic it was. So there's a number of factors that will lead you to figure out how long it's going to take for that wave to get here.
You got a ballpark, a short time to a long time. What's the ballpark on both ends?
Eight hours to 2 days.
Okay. I didn't want to misspeak myself, so that's 8 hours to 2 days. 8 hours is a huge time to give you some time to unplug stuff, throw stuff in Faraday cages. That would be wonderful to have 8 hours.
Now, yes, and now to piggyback on what he was saying, that the website he's talking about is an excellent website, Suspicious Observers, and he... The fellow who started that, he's been doing it, I think, maybe 6 years or so now. Over the time that he's been doing it, he's himself beginning quite an education into various Velikovsky theories and other cosmological catastrophe theories. And recently, he's cotton on to this one theory that's out there, started by, I think, the Diehold Foundation has been preeminent in getting this information out, that the sun every 12,000 years approximately goes through what, for lack of a better term, would be a mini nova event, and it blows off a massive amount of material, and it causes catastrophes solar system wide every 12,000 years. And he came up with a playlist of videos. The guy, Suspicious Observers, if you go to his site, you can go to his playlist. And it's called the Earth Catastrophe Cycle. And I think he's got about 15 videos there now, none of them really too long, that tie all this information together, compile all the data, and explain why this theory seems to hold water.
I've got the website here in front of me, Dave, and the website is suspiciousobservers.org. And he encourages you to become a member. If you become a member, you have 300 hours of content available. It certainly bears looking into, and I appreciate the heads up from both of you guys. That's great.
Yeah, the the thing that really has stood out recently is his new series of videos that has really opened his eyes, and he's been pretty frank about it. He said he's extremely concerned and surprised, and it's called the Earth Catastrophe Cycle. It's absolutely fascinating.
Well, that's basically the synopsis of Velikovsky's work. And in fact, before this whole theory of evolution came up, of extremely slow change, in the early part of the 19th century, most scientists were strong believers in the catastrophic changes that happened very quickly on a somewhat frequent basis and on this old planet.
Absolutely correct, and he does discuss Velikovsky quite a bit, and the pros and cons, but most of it, he was pretty on the mark as far as Velikovsky is. All right, check it out. It's fascinating
stuff. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Thank you. The call number is 800-313-9443. Emmanuel Velikovsky was a medical doctor whose hobby was basically archaeology. And related things. But what Velikovsky did that none of the archaeologists had ever taken the time to, it just maybe didn't occur to him, he reconciled the ancient calendars. None of these guys ever done that. You can't compare worldwide events until or unless you have reconciled the calendars first, which is what he did. Now, he was not a credentialed, he had no credentials, no professional credentials at all in archaeology. He simply didn't. He was a medical doctor, obviously a very bright guy, and this was his passion. And in relation to archaeology, he also visited sites around the planet that had the physical evidence to back up what he believed to be true. Where he would, and I'm sure, this wasn't all that long ago, less than a century ago. We're looking at 70 years ago, basically 70, 80 years ago. He wrote his books in the 1950s. So he's probably doing his research in the 30s and 40s, maybe into the early 50s, regardless. I'm sure these sites still exist. Various caves where he found the bones of animals not laying there as if they had just died, but jumbled up together as if they'd been mashed together by some violent, something very violent, such as a crashing wave, crashed them into these caves and they all died there. Things of that nature. But once he reconciled the ancient calendars, then he could line up ancient events. It's fascinating. And I'm a Christian. I believe the King James Version of the Bible to be the Word of God. And I don't find any conflict at all with what he says in the King James Version of the Bible. None at all. You might. I don't. For example, the Hebrews are lost in the Sinai Desert. They didn't have a green beret with a compass, so they're lost. And they're wandering around for 40 years. And when they got hungry, they got manna from heaven, didn't they? We all know about that, manna from heaven. What was manna from heaven? Kind of a brownish, sticky, sweet substance that you could pick up off the ground and eat. It turns out that the Hebrews lost in the Sinai Desert because they didn't have a green beret with a compass weren't the only people picking that brown, sticky stuff up and eating it in the morning. People living in South America, They had calendars and written records, and they were picking up and eating it at the same time the Hebrews were in the Sinai Desert. People in Northern Europe, they did the same thing. People in China did the same thing. Now, that's very far apart parts of the globe, to say the least. Very different. When the River Nile turned red. That's a pretty big deal. The leader said to the scribes, this is a big deal. Make a record of this. So the scribes made a record. Well, the scribes in South America did the same thing. The scribes in Northern Europe did the same thing. And the scribes in China did the same thing. They left written records of the water turning red all at the same time. Wiley believed, and I support the theory, that this was the iron oxide that travels with the 10th planet. So Velikovsky's work is very useful, very important. My friend Professor McKinney talks a lot about people improperly using Velikovsky's work, taking Velikovsky's work out of context to say things that Velikovsky never meant or never said. And that's expected, that happens. So, like I say, I've got this website, suspiciousobservers.org. It looks like it's, he says, dark matter is dead. Well, I think he and Professor McKinney may have some interesting discussions, because dark matter is an unproven theory that will probably never be proven, according to Professor McKinney. I like meeting and working with guys like Professor McKinney. My friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, hanging out with men and women who know more than I do is really fun, because I get to learn stuff that I would never learn otherwise. And that's one of the things about talk radio. You're not hanging out in the same room, but you are hanging out with us and learning stuff you would never learn otherwise. That's talk radio at its best. Well, getting back to my website and the initial and this conversation here about coastlines in the media, new coastlines in the media, it turns out many of my links are broken. I apologize. This is a work in progress. And many of these links, unfortunately, are broken. There's one here that comes up perfect condition. The Miami story, 1954. It's the Navy map. It is the Navy map, pretty much identical to the one that was on Highway Patrol. So it's interesting. This is a what's called a political map. It shows the 50 states, the 48 states, the northern part of Mexico, the southern part of Canada. And it's the same thing. It shows the East Coast underwater, the Gulf Coast states mostly gone, except for Louisiana, which is all gone. Most Mississippi gone. The first 100 miles of Texas underwater. The inland sea stretching up to, in this case, basically St. Louis, with a slightly wider, actually considerably wider, looking at the scale of this map, Missouri River, Mississippi River. And I think, I'm not sure what that river is. Maybe the Ohio River. No, it wouldn't be the Ohio River. But yeah, the Ohio River is bigger too. I see it. But this it's the Navy map. It is. So let's go back to my website and look at something. You know, that's a rather obscure film. The Miami story is takes place in Miami in the early 1950s. It's a crime story. The oldest image we've got goes back to 1952. Look magazine. Let's see if this image will come up if the link's not broken. Nope, it's not broken. So this is this magazine at the time, Look magazine, had tens of millions of people, Americans, subscribing to this thing every month. I believe it was monthly publication. I might be wrong. Here, the article's about flying saucers, and here's the headline for the article. Whatever it is, the Air Force must hunt for the flying saucer. So they got the just the lower 48, no Mexico, no Canada, and superimposed is a couple of dozen discs representing flying saucer sightings. And it's a Navy map. They chose the Navy map to use for this magazine article, and right below the title it says, "This map scared the Pentagon. It pinpoints unexplained flying saucer sightings across the nation with concentrations near vital defense installations." How about that? Some of these TV shows and movies are rather obscure. Some are hugely popular. like Hunger Games and The Godfather. We hope to get some more images posted up there soon. Tim's got a lot on his plate. He's dealing with some very serious health issues, and he is my webmaster and a great guy, hard worker. The world could use a few more Tim Spencers, in my opinion. So you see these images, and what do they mean? Well, it means they're transmitting, they're communicating to us, they being the powers of being, they're communicating to us, and they have been for more than 60 years, what's coming at us. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, 26th of February. You need to educate yourself. My videos will help. It's not a silver bullet. Maybe you have a spouse. Maybe you have adult children or parents who don't get it. And I understand that. That's expected. My videos will help global warming, what the government isn't telling you, violent climate change, what the government isn't telling you. They're both videos that will educate and present evidence. I've been a homicide detective since 1973. I live in the world of evidence, both civil and criminal matters. I've done trial preparation for matters, civil matters, up to $100 million at stake. Quite a few homicides where men have had their lives on the line. So I've never represented a woman charged with homicide. I would remember that. So I live in the world of evidence, and that's what I bring to the table, is real, verifiable evidence that I present in these videos. They're available for sale at my website. Those links aren't broken, thank goodness. That's what those videos do. And you can call my toll-free hotline if you don't have internet access. The two videos that will help you are global warming, what the government isn't telling you, and violent climate change, what the government isn't telling you. That order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. My work, the work I've been doing now for, this is since the year 2000, 19 years. One of the consequences of my work is being awarded the Prague Peace Prize in July of 2017. I may be going back to Prague in September. That's still up in the air. I'll be speaking in the Cincinnati area Saturday, May 11th. And details at my website at libertyman.com. If you live within a reasonable drive, it would be great to meet you. And these matters move forward incrementally, day by day, week by week, month by month, month by year. I don't give out dates. If I had a date that I could rely on and stand behind, I would give that to you, but I don't. All I can say is what the Navy's been telling these men since 1979. Sounds like 40 years to me. Gentlemen, during your lifetimes. That's all they're told. Gentlemen, during your lifetimes. These oceans will come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. And when it comes time to retire, you just might want to retire to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as one of the known safe havens. You just might want to do that. Yeah, so educate yourself, educate people closest to you, and then move forward. That's what you need to do, is move forward to make your plans to establish your safe haven. So when these events come, you and the people you care about will have a far greater chance of surviving these things. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.